And so earlier on in the week, I caught up with Rob Paul. He's from the Shade Tree Mechanics, and they're playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Sunday, the 15th of May. So the first thing you said to me when we were arranging this interview was that you've been around the block. I'm intrigued. Tell us about your journey as a musician. I know you're very seasoned, aren't you?
Yes, I'd have to say that. I started playing guitar in 1971.
Oh, wow.
I played my first ever gig that Christmas.
Amazing.
So that's more than 50 years. I mean, in recent years, I've been in a band locally, based around Chester area, called the Chester Bennetts.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I was also in a duo, a two sly guitar duo.
Oh, cool.
Called Chester and the Polecat.
Yeah.
I've gone out as a solo artist. I played quite a lot around Alexander's.
Amazing place.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, a club really.
Yeah.
A clubhouse, and quite a variety of other stuff over the years. But it stretches all the way back to London.
Yeah.
I mean, the rest of the band have been around the block a few times as well.
Uh-huh.
Bob, the drummer, Bob Berg. He's a fantastic drummer who also plays for Dr. T-Bone's blues band.
Yeah, I've interviewed them before a few times, actually. They're amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're a really nice band and very good.
Yeah.
And then we're a three-piece, so the only other person is Roger Fawcett.
Yeah.
Played more around kind of Northwich, Knutsford kind of area.
Oh, yeah.
And I met Bob playing around, there used to be a blues jam night at Chichester Arms in Chester, and that's where we met. And Roger and I were playing in a band, an Americana band called Lucas Marx and the Glorious Unknown, who are, as I say, Americana sort of band who are very good and are still gigging.
Yeah,
but are now gigging with a different guitarist, not me.
Cool. And the Shade Tree Mechanics, which is also a great name, formed before lockdown. How did that come about?
So the first thing is the name. The name is the name of a ZZ Hill classic.
Oh, cool.
From the 1970s, which I recommend people look out. You can find it on YouTube. So I had wanted to try playing in a three-piece for a long time. I kind of felt we tend to think of blues three-pieces in terms of power trios, Cream and stuff like that.
And I
thought there's a lot more that could be done with the format, really.
Yeah.
And so we got together, as you say, a few months before lockdown. And it really worked. The chemistry of the thing worked very well. It didn't sound like anybody else I could think of.
I love that.
Really.
I love that.
And we were doing, we started doing our own material.
Yeah.
And then we did one gig and then lockdown happened.
So many stories like that is crazy.
Well, absolutely. So, but when conditions allowed it, we'd play in my back garden and
stuff.
Kept going, and then as soon as it was possible, we started up again. And we've ended up, so basically we do about half of the stuff is our own material.
Yeah,
Roger and I both write.
Uh-huh.
And then that half of it is kind of various standards, but with a very different twist on a lot of them.
Brilliant. I love it. And you're playing at Alexander's Live 15th of May. I know you've played there before, but how do you find it as a venue?
Oh, it's a great venue. I mean, it's just the right size. You make contact with the audience. The audience is there to listen to music. So you're not fighting with them to be heard over it. I think we've done that Sunday slot. This is the third time we've done that Sunday slot.
Yeah. It's a great
people
slot.
come in, go. They can hear the music from the street. People come in from shopping.
Yeah.
It's a great place to play. And there's lots of great musicians that hang out there.
Yeah.
General standard of musicianship in Chester, and
it's
particularly
amazing,
at Alexander's,
isn't it?
Is very high.
Yes, yes. So lastly, where can you be looked up online ahead of your appearance at Alexander's Live?
Right. I have a personal music website.
Yes.
Basically about my solo stuff, which is Rob Guitar Pool. .co.uk.
So is there anywhere you can find any material from the Shade Tree Mechanics, or is that to come?
No, we haven't got anything up at the moment from the Shade Tree Mechanics themselves, but there is some stuff from my own website, rockguitarpool.co.uk.
Give people a taster.
It gives you a taster of the type of material that we're playing and the kind of feel of the thing.
Amazing stuff. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, Rob. Send my love to the rest of the band and have a blessed gig at Alexander's Live next Sunday.
Thank you very much.
That was Rob Paul there, and here's a teaser as to what you can expect down at their gig in Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Sunday, 15th of May. It's a live track recorded at Alexander's Live just before Christmas. The song is one of Rob's, and the full credit is Strange Child Coming, written by Rob Paul, performed by the Shade Tree Mechanics on 28th of November 2021. Enjoy. That was a teaser as to what you can expect down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Sunday, the 15th of May, from the Shade Tree Mechanics. That was a song written by Rob Paul called Strange Child Coming. For all tickets for events down at Alexander's Live, including the Shade Tree Mechanics next Sunday, just head over to alexanderslive.com.